This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, in continuing our study of the great topic that marriage is for those who love God and one another, I want to read to you first of all from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Now, friends, this passage, this marvelous passage concerning marriage, points up to us how truly wonderful it is in the sight of God, and how wonderful God intends for the marriage of each of us to be. In our studies thus far in this series, in which we've been engaged for several days, we have been giving attention to the question, why should we study it? Why is it so important? Today I want to continue that by pointing out, first of all, that marriage should be studied because there are so many factors which can cause failure. But we defer to discussion of this topic in detail because it will be the subject of an entire series just a little later. Again, I want to suggest that marriage should be studied because so many couples fail to go to the right source for information on how to form and to build or to continue their marriages. Many times, couples planning to marry go to uninformed people, people who claim to know but do not. Sometimes they go to magazines and newspapers. They use the lives of people. Sometimes they draw their conclusions about marriage from what they see in the movies or on television. They use the lives of people whose lives are ungodly, whose lives are actually rotten to the very core. Young people, old people, I plead with all of us to hearken ourselves back to the sacred will of Almighty God as the source of information as to how to form and to how to build our marriages. In our nation today, it is no doubt the case that most of the marriages are failures. That is, failures in the sense that they are not what God would have them to be. Now, this is not as bad, perhaps, as it appears on the surface. It is terrible, but only one out of every 14 women in this nation has been divorced and remarried. This indicates that many of these divorces are occurring among those who have already been divorced and remarried. And this should serve as a warning. When a person divorces once, he is likely to do so again and again. Of course, this is not always the case. Sometimes good and godly people are sinned against. A godly man may have a wife who turned against him, who turns against God, who lives an ungodly life. Or a godly woman may have a husband who turns against her and against God, through no fault of their own, when they're doing the best they can do. And so we recognize the fact that these are matters which are variable, matters which may change from marriage to marriage. But I'm speaking in general terms when I urge the great fact of the importance of this marriage, of marriage in general, to our nation as a whole and to the individuals who comprise it. We need to come back to the sacred scriptures to find the answer to such problems as, who is eligible to be married? And to this problem, after we are married, how should we live together with one another? We must realize that what is involved in the commitment we made when we said, I promise to do thus and so. We must realize that it is not a temporary arrangement to fit the whims and fancies of people who have never really grown up, but that it is a serious and solemn covenant made in the sight of God. We need to study the subject of marriage because there are such distorted views as to how to choose a companion. Today, Hollywood seems to be setting the standard for our nation to such an extent that our boys and girls confuse mere physical attraction with being truly in love. But our time is gone for today, and I hope that you will be with us next time as we continue our study of marriage as for those who love God and one another.